Mothers, yes.
Distinguished participants of the Forum on Human Rights, Democracy and the Rule of Law. In this second intervention, I would like to highlight the importance of international conventions and treaties for ensuring access to justice for historically marginalized and invisible groups. In Mexico, thanks to a constitutional reform in the field of human rights that took place in 2011, the international treaties to which Mexico is a party now have the same standing as our constitution. In this way, thanks to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the ILO Convention 169, the constitutional judges in Mexico have been able to defend the autonomy and the right to prior consultation of indigenous communities when it comes to laws that affect them. Thanks to the Inter-American Convention on the Prevention and Eradication of Violence Against Women, better known as the Convention of Belém do Pará, and the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, we have been able to identify, prevent, and punish this very serious social ill, including when it was not established as a criminal offence in our national legislation. Thus, 2 years ago, Mexico ratified the Inter-American Convention Against All Forms of Discrimination and Intolerance, which was promoted by the Organization of American States. As a result, Mexico now has treaty obligations that warrant affirmative action to guarantee the exercise and enjoyment of human rights for groups who historically have been discriminated against. And Mexico has also committed to ensuring that its political and judicial systems reflect social diversity. This was confirmed by the Electoral Tribunal through various rulings in which we confirmed 5 affirmative actions to ensure that Indigenous persons, Afro-Mexican persons, people with disability, people representing sexual diversity and migrants can access the Mexican Congress as legislators. The conclusion is that judges have, in international treaties, a huge legal heritage, a universal heritage that we can and should use in order to protect and promote human rights in our respective countries, and in doing so, achieve more equal democracies. This obligation, this responsibility, is something that we have to put into practice every day. Thank you very much.